There's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger regarding making a kinyan on Shabbos. You know, generally speaking, you can't make kinyanim. So the question is, what about, let's say you have a vending machine, let's say you have a website. So on one hand, the item is being transferred, let's say from your ownership to the customers. So a kinyan has been made. On the other hand, since I wasn't doing anything, I had no active involvement on Shabbos, so maybe that's the problem. The problem is only if I'm actively involved. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes a famous Trumas Hadeshen regarding the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, let's assume, is on day 31. You need 30 days. Some hold it's 20. It's the day like when we bench Rosh Chodesh. 29 days, 12 chalakim and change, almost about 13 hours. But whatever the Zman is, the Zman of Pidyon HaBen falls out on Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadeshen raises the possibility. So the conclusion is, he says, you wait until after Shabbos, which is a separate debate. Do you do a Motzai Shabbos, or do you wait to the next day? In other words, do you do Pidyon HaBen at night? The Ikar HaDin, it's permitted. There are different reasons why people wait. The minhag seems to be wait during the day, unless it's a Shas HaDchak. So either way, the Trumas Hadeshen writes that why not give, he says, he claims that's the minhag. So he says, why do we have to wait until Sunday to do the Pidyon HaBen? Number one is, we're not talking, you don't have to give money. Number one, it could be Shava Kesef. So, like, you could give him a safer, some food, something he could use on Shabbos. But even that's like Doma Mekach Memkar. So then he suggests, why don't we give the money to the Kohen on Friday and make it tonight? That, obviously, when it's too early now, it's not the time for Pidyon HaBen. Tomorrow, when it's the Zman for Pidyon HaBen, let the kinyan be chal, let the transaction take effect. That's what he suggests. We'll see, there's a marshal, in words, the marshal, we'll see, actually says it is good. But the Trumas Hadeshen, the marshal suggests, do the Maisa on Friday, give the money to the Kohen, and then it's a whole debate, Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara. So we assume, halacha, as long as you have the money, when Zman Pidyon HaBen, so it's good. So therefore, make sure you spend the money, put it in the drawer, do the mice on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, and then let it be chal on Shabbos. So the reason why the Trumas Hadeshen doesn't go for it, he says, we're going to end up losing the bracha. Why? Because he says, you can't make the bracha Friday because it's not the Zman Pidyon HaBen yet. And you can't make it on Shabbos, he says, because you're not doing any mice, you're not doing anything. So we'll come back to Pidyon HaBen, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger's proof is that we see, if it was not for the bracha, it's not a problem if one makes a kinyan on Shabbos, as long as he's not doing it. It works that you can't have the result of a kinyan on Shabbos as long as you're not involved in the action. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down regarding the issue of the Trumas Hadeshen. At the end, he seems to disagree, and he says he's not so sure because he quotes a Yerushalmi, Tosus in Yuma Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that talks about when a Kohen Gadol's wife died on Yom Kippur. So the lacha is, you'd have to marry another woman on that day, because the lacha is, if a Kohen Gadol isn't married, he can't perform the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So what do you do if a Kohen Gadol dies, and you have to marry the Kohen Gadol's wife on Yom Kippur? How could you do it? Kedushin to Kinyan, Aisha Niknish B'Shrosh U'Dvarim. Even though it's usher to make a Kinyan, the Kohen Gadol was still mutter to do it on Yom Kippur because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. We don't make these rabbinic restrictions in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's only an issue of Drabbanan and Kinyanim, and therefore it's not a problem. So Rabbi Akiva Hager points out, why didn't Yerushalmi give the other option? Why didn't Yerushalmi say, let's marry the Kohen Al Tanai on Erev Yom Kippur and say it should take effect on Yom Kippur if the wife dies? But the fact that Yerushalmi doesn't bring it up, and he needs the rule of Ein for Mikdash, so therefore that's why he disagrees. Rav Moshe doesn't like this proof. In fact, he's against vending machines and for other reasons. But because actually the Gemara in Yuma of, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda's view, that before Yom Kippur, that he has a different view, that a woman was picked as a possible wife for the Kohen Gadol in case his wife died on Yom Kippur. The Bavli on Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that the Kohen Gadol would marry the woman on condition that his current wife dies on Yom Kippur, where the Yerushalmi explains the woman would be ready to be married on Yom Kippur if it died. So you know, it's a debate exactly what the procedure was. Did they do make a Tanai that if she dies, they're married? So either way, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger when he quotes the famous Trumas Hadeshen. And the bottom line is that it's a whole debate among the Gedolei HaPoskim. And it's very nogeya today because we have a lot of online businesses, websites, and also the old child of vending machines, so therefore it comes out. I mean, the Minaga Olam seems to be people are Mako, and they use the website on Shabbos, even though there's a transaction going on, or the vending machine, because they themselves aren't involved. So we see the issue is you making the transaction as opposed to transaction being kal, as the Raya seems to be from the Trumas Hadeshen, who seems to say the only issue was the bracha. If not for the bracha, all would be fine.